Hey, we didn't record the first few seconds of this episode, so there's going to be a bit of a skip after the intro.
You are now listening to The Show with me.
I am alive, albeit a little struggling a little bit, but I'm good. I'm not dying anymore. And as per usual, I'm once again joined by Gabe and Sam.
Whoa, okay. We got an octopus in the left
chair. There's an octopus in the chair. I'm very loud, apparently.
Splatoon 2.
My mic is being loud.
Okay, anyways, then
turn it down.
Yeah, are we good?
I think we're good. I'm not hearing it.
Sam, you good?
Listeners should be good.
We're good? Nobody's eardrums are being exploded
except
by
for
just
mine.
Hearing me whisper.
Hello.
Yeah, well, Gabe's got like a jackhammer going or something there. You
I
can't
do.
Hear it. It's very quiet.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe you're hearing it now. But anyways, welcome back. It's been a hot minute. We've missed, how many weeks has it been since an episode
Seven.
Of the show?
Yeah, I think about a week.
Two.
Just a week.
I don't
I'm
think it's been
sure
a
been
week.
Two
I think
or
it's
three.
Been more, I
no,
think it's
I'm,
been about two or three.
I'm pretty certain it's been just a week.
So, Pearman has dementia now. Mm-hmm. New Pearman update, dementia.
Who are you?
Hello?
How'd I get in here? Hey!
Don't question it. You're supposed to be here.
Don't worry, Grandpa. We'll get you back on your meds.
We'll get him back.
In your wheelchair too. Bless you.
I'm fine. Anyways.
Oh, he's scooting. He's rolling again.
I like our new
hold
bit
on, Pearman. Pearman,
the show.
They want you on the mic over there.
Oh,
yeah, you
gotta go I didn't
over
know
there.
That. Okay.
Roll back over there.
There you go.
And I'm back.
Yep. Bless you.
Huh?
Okay.
So?
Oh, there's Easter. He was staring at us through the door there. But in the, I think that the newest bit for the show is that it takes like a month between episodes because I keep getting sick. But
stop being so ill.
Well, it's not even that I'm sick. Usually I just have stuff on Mondays.
Get better now.
I mean, this year has been fun. The eclipse was on a Monday, so I couldn't do an episode then.
Thanksgiving was on a Monday.
Thanksgiving was on a Monday.
I just lied. I lied to you. It was a Thursday.
Was it a Thursday?
I'm pretty sure
know.
It was a Thursday. Thursday or Friday.
April Fool's Day was a Monday.
Surprise.
And pretty sure you were ill that day as well.
No, I was here, I think.
I think all of his tires got slashed as a joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you not remember that?
No, I remember.
Pearman, do you remember that?
I caused it.
Oh.
Yeah, Pearman's the one who slashed all four of my tires.
His dementia is getting worse.
His dementia is getting worse.
Who are you? Who are you?
Anyways, we have a starting topic today before we get too off track. Today, suggestion by both of my parents.
Uh-oh.
Today we're going to talk about oversleeping.
Who are you?
We've all overslept a few times
yep.
before.
Mm-hmm.
I overslept this morning. In fact, that's why this is our topic today, because I overslept. So, Gabe.
Hi.
What happens when you oversleep?
I sleep normally a little bit longer than normal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does oversleeping ever get you in trouble? You ever end up late to anything?
I'm always late, but it's fashionable. So, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
I still take my showers, use the bathroom in
really?
The morning,
you
shave.
Have enough time for that when you oversleep?
Well, I wake up at like 5:30 on a normal day.
Dude, I used to wake up at 5:30. I just stopped.
I kind of wish I had, but no, I take showers in the morning.
I still wake up at 5:30.
Yeah.
We're minty and fresh. Start of the day.
I tried to start getting up earlier so that I could shower in the morning, but then I realized that I take like hour long showers. So.
Do you sit down in the shower?
Huh? Oh, absolutely.
Huh?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
So that's actually fun fact of the day. Coping mechanism.
Mm.
People with severe depression or other slightly more aggravating mental issues will sit down in the shower for extended periods of time because it feels like warm and a hug.
Dog, I just race droplets on the shower wall. That's all that I do. I just sit down to watch the water droplets race down the wall to the floor.
Do some water bending?
Yeah, I just do some water bending. You ever let water rain, just roll down your arm and then you try to control where it flows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But normally that's when my cat breaks into the bathroom and I'm like, get out of here.
That's why I lock the door.
I do that too. She's a ninja though.
She unlocks the door?
No, she's crazy like that. I found her in the closet of the bathroom one time when it was closed, and I'm like, hello, how did you get here? I was trying to shave my face and she like poked her head out and was like, meow. Like, this, you're not supposed to be here. There's no way for you to get in here unless you were already here.
Dude, sometimes we have like an airlock patio.
Yeah, and, with the screened in.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And sometimes I'll wake up in the morning, go downstairs, and then I see two of my three cats out there. The door is shut and locked. And it just realization, oh, my parents accidentally locked our cats down there and forgot to take them out.
Well, yeah, they were enjoying their...
Yeah, they were chilling, they were,
like, camping.
I just slide the door open, and then they just chill in there for a little while before coming out to say hi or bug me while I'm eating.
Mm-hmm. You eat outside?
No, I eat breakfast inside.
In the
not second, in the patio, no, not, just oh. in the kitchen.
Do you leave the door open while you eat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the cats are out there, well, and like, I want them to get back into the main area of the house.
I think I'd probably get yelled at because it's like, you're letting the AC out.
Yeah, well, it's two doors. Door out to patio, then door from patio
is
outside.
Is it a screened-in patio, or is it, like, glass?
It's glass.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fancy. Yeah.
Sam's been there. He knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, where does he live?
In a house.
Good to know. All right.
With a basement.
Ooh.
Yeah. The basement currently has a third of its carpet torn off because it flooded.
It's a nice, solid concrete down there. It's amazing.
Sam.
Concrete, baby.
Do you ever get in trouble for oversleeping?
For oversleeping? Not usually. No.
Do you oversleep?
No, not usually.
Wow. Really?
So I'm a pretty light.
As many energy drinks as you have.
No, I'm a pretty light sleeper, which is kind of odd, to be honest. I'm either a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper, one of the two. But I do know one thing's for certain: when I'm half asleep, I am a jerk to myself. Like I'm a moron, because like I will. When I'm half asleep, I will do things and not realize it, such as shut off all my alarms all at once. Every single alarm.
You just shut them all off?
I shut them all off, and then I wake up and I'm like, huh, that's weird. Why is the sun outside?
See, that's what I did. I set an alarm. Okay, so on Sunday, I worked in the morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I set an alarm for 8 in the morning to wake me up so that I could get ready because I worked at 11. Because I wanted to take a shower, I wanted to shave, I wanted to eat breakfast.
Do all the things, get them all done.
But the alarm did not go off, and I woke up at 10:30.
Ooh, fun.
I had to work at 11.
Mm.
So I got up, threw on my pants, my work clothes, a jacket, brushed my teeth, went downstairs, didn't eat breakfast.
Where's the deodorant? Where's the deodorant?
I put that on when I brush my teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't feel the need to include that because I figured that was just
some
a normal part.
Some people are stinky and I get upset at them. I give them finger wags and frowny faces.
I have a stick of deodorant in the bathroom and one in my room on my dresser.
I have two of them in my backpack.
I don't keep any on me.
I like sharing some with other people.
A nice afternoon snack.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I forget my nice little bag of trail mix, I will just start taking bites out of the deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps me feeling fresh all day.
What flavor do you use?
Like, what's it? Eucalyptus?
Pop a cap off of my Axe body spray and just take a little swig of it. A
little sip.
Little swig of my aerosolized Axe body spray.
It's like a whippet, but severely worse for my life. Don't
like,
do either.
It's like spray cheese.
Except
it's Axe body spray.
I feel like too many people use too much Axe body spray.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
they call them Axe bombs. They'll put a rubber band over the top and then just chuck them in a bathroom.
Like how do you use that much and not realize there's a problem?
You go nose blind.
Like, you
can't smell.
Yeah, but no,
you
like,
can't smell, can you?
I can't smell.
No, I mean like
okay.
I'll be in the locker room and I'll just hear pshh, and like the person using it is like, oh, it's so strong. It's like, well, no wonder.
Yeah, there's a reason that
why are you using so much?
There's a reason you're supposed to spot treat Axe body spray.
Yeah,
especially like 3 inches out.
Yeah, it's a spot treatment, and it's supposed to be away from you, not directly in front of you as you spray it.
Sometimes I'll use like just a little like.
It's like when people spray tan themselves and they come out bronze.
I love it when people look like copper.
I love it when there's a penny on the street. I love it when people look like human statues on the beach, but they're not. They're just guys.
Pearman, will you spray tan yourself?
No, I do it the normal way.
I think you
stand
just
outside and
stand outside and get skin cancer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
that's what you do.
I do it whenever I mow.
I just tan while I'm mowing.
Yeah. I don't like getting tanned.
Do you wear full pants or only shorts?
I wear shorts.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would I wear just pants?
Because, like,
me being born and raised in Indiana and Illinois and back in Indiana, I am not used to getting sunburned. Or I don't like being in the sun.
Oh, I put sunscreen in my backpack this weekend.
Yeah. I just don't go outside if I'm going to get sunburnt unless I'm wearing, like, a light jacket, right? I'll wear a windbreaker.
Yeah. But
if I'm...
Do you glow in the dark?
Do you turn into a beacon of light at night?
Do I turn...
Snap you over my leg, would you start glowing? Shook you around a little bit.
There's neon in my blood. That's what it is.
You guys are noble gas. We're not supposed to have that inside.
I know,
it's
but
not
I
quite
do.
Noble now, is it?
Well, not when it's in cure.
Common gas. Wait, what's the opposite of a noble gas?
A peasant gas.
Peasant gas. Or commoner gas.
Me and my commoner gas. It's just a fart.
Commoner gas sure. is methane. Noble gas is neon.
Oh, man.
I love my class difference in my gases.
There's a class divide. It's
you got 92 and 87. 92
and
87. 91.
I don't think that's the atomic number for methane.
No, it's the ethanol rating from gas. You've put in your car.
So, Kieran, how do you tan?
I don't.
You don't?
Not intentionally.
Like,
I think if we light you on fire, you'll tan.
That's not how tanning works, Kieran.
Have you tried it?
I don't think I would be tan. I would probably be very red and also burned.
And there would be crispy. Also a lot of this going on.
This next song is called A World on Fire.
Good old Bo Burnham.
Good old Bo Burnham.
But yeah, no, I just go outside, take my shirt off, throw on some sunscreen, mow for a couple hours, and then boom, tan.
That's what most of the people in my family do now. My mom, when she was younger, did it in a tanning bed one time, but she forgot to set a base tan.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know
what that means either.
But she said, I forgot to set a base tan. And then I sat in the tanning bed for a while. And then she came out and she was burnt, like all over sunburned.
Huh.
Crispy.
Yeah, like crispy. She told me that she had to sit. She was just sitting in her apartment, sweating with the AC on max for like a week straight. Didn't leave the room. Just sat there pouring cold water on her. For like a week, because
at that
of
point
how
I'd say
she was.
Ice bath.
I think she did that too. But
bless you.
There's a what did you say? Bless you for? I didn't do anything.
Curse you.
Thanks.
You don't get blessed.
My curse is perfect. I love being cursed on my radio show.
Yep, curse is you burn very easily in the sun from now on.
A lot of my family doesn't like the snow. I like snow, just because I don't see it much.
Yeah.
And when it snows, when it does snow, though, it's never, like, the right temperature for to be able to go outside and hang out in the snow.
Well, I like it when it's, like, 50 below, and I'm sitting here in a winter parka and some glasses and shoveling around in my snowshoes. My beard is completely frozen. Every time I breathe, it turns solid in front of me.
Gabe, what you don't beard? Have a beard.
What are you talking about?
You have no facial
what
hair.
What beard?
Remember, I shaved?
You don't... Kieran?
Sam has dementia.
Who are you?
who are you?
Flashback. Sam, do you remember 1972? Sitting there on the beach in Florida. Three beach balls hit you simultaneously.
I wasn't alive at that time.
Oh.
No, he doesn't remember.
What? Okay.
I do that to my dad.
Yeah.
Tell my dad that he has dementia. He's going senile because he has, like, graying hair now.
Yeah.
In his early 40s. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, my dad's hair isn't graying. He doesn't have any.
Doesn't have any at all?
He doesn't have any hair.
Does he have a beard?
He has a beard.
Okay. Is that graying?
No.
Can you dye it gray in his sleep, please?
My siblings and I have been trying to convince my dad to polish his head for so long.
Do it in his sleep.
I'm telling you. I would, but he is not a very heavy sleeper. He is a very light sleeper.
That would be so fun.
Listen, if there is a temperature change, my dad will wake up.
Dude, it was 83 in my room this weekend. I got this little, like, what's it called? Thermometer and, like, a humidity meter, whatever, too, right? And I got it connected to an app on my phone so I can track it. It stayed, like, above 78 the entire weekend, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here sweating while I'm trying to sleep.
I just put my ceiling fan on full blast, and then I'll wake up, and I'm still sweating.
I got three fans on. I got my window open. I'm trying my best. Dude.
Oh, well, that's
like
your
30.
Problem. Your window's open.
It was 30 degrees.
It's a cross breeze.
What?
I don't have that problem. I just take my shirt off and sleep.
Yeah, well, you have dementia, so...
I forget that it's hot in my room, so I just sleep well.
Local man forgets he has dementia, remembers everything. I got two Pop-Tarts with me right here.
Are we
going to
get a taste test?
Do this on air?
Yeah dude.
Can you review?
I'm having a snack. I haven't eaten breakfast today. I woke up late. I overslept.
Well, that's a you issue.
Well, you're eating those. I'm going to talk about my drive today.
Yeah, I got to talk about your drive. Let's hear it.
Really, really mad. Because I was on, I can't remember what road. I think it's 67.
So crinkly. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk over it. Ooh. Okay. You got the first bite in. Can we get a rating?
Very good.
Okay. Out of 10.
I can give it a solid 8.
Is it savory or is it sweet?
Savory.
Good.
It's whole grain, so it's not as good as it could be, but it's good. Aw,
boo. Who ruined my Pop-Tarts by putting all the grains in there? Like when they were just pop.
I love my rice Pop-Tarts.
Mm-mm-mm. Rice bread, rice cracker, Pop-Tart. No, I was driving on the 67, and some lady was just like hovering in the right-hand lane. She had like a bunch of anime stickers on her car and stuff, like cat ears, and she had the brightest blonde hair I've ever seen. Like she bleached it. Glowing inside her car. The entire car was lit up in the sun.
You could see that from space.
She was going 10 under on her phone, and I just looked at her. I looked at her, and I turned full, like, I don't know, 170 degrees in my car, driving, staring at this woman because she was going so slow. Traffic was backed up behind her, and her car was just so, it stuck out so much. I could not comprehend the fact that she was sitting there on her phone, just not paying attention at all.
How old did she look?
I don't know, probably like 20s.
Yeah.
Ish.
Mm. Well, it was the anime stickers for me. She was probably watching something on Crunchyroll.
No, she
was
scrolling. Dude. Really? She looked like she was texting.
Good old.
Looking for something to watch.
Maybe. That could have been it.
Scrolling through reels.
It made me so mad, though. And then some dude, like, got in front of her and then proceeded to get on his phone, too. And I saw him because we were at a stoplight. And I'm like, people get me mad.
Imagine how funny it would be if the woman finally looked up from her phone to honk at the guy in front of her for using his phone. That's happened to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You use your phone while you're driving?
No, that's not what I meant. No, I don't use my phone.
What do you mean?
Kieran, I expected better from you.
I don't use my phone while I'm driving.
How many people do you know have gotten accidents?
I use my Oculus Quest 2 while I'm driving.
Okay, that's...
I use my Meta...
No, I don't know whether to be impressed.
Disclaimer, do not do that.
I don't know whether to be impressed or terrified. I'm going to be honest.
Put on my Apple pass.
No, but one
reality.
Of my... I have definitely seen, while I was driving, my girlfriend and I were going over to her aunt's house for lunch. And we saw there was this guy in a Dodge Charger that sped up around us, just fully cut me off after a roundabout. I was in the right lane. He was in the merging lane. And he sped. Dude, like, he just pulled out in front of me. I think I told you about this on a previous episode.
I think, yeah.
Cut us off, and then there was the old guy in front of him that slowed down to exactly the speed limit just to annoy the guy.
You told us this a while ago.
And that guy and his girlfriend, who were in this passenger seat, both flipped us the bird and were both using their phones.
Yeah, you told us this, dude.
Okay, a different time.
They were probably texting each other.
Yeah,
a different time. Can't talk to each other.
Can't talk face to face.
Bitter.
Mm-hmm. Different time, more recently. Actually, while I was driving home from my girlfriend's place, I had just dropped her off. I had been caught behind two people that were both texting on their phones. There was one, it was a girl who had the, like, the car mount.
Yeah.
That just mounted to the like the mounted to the dashboard.
Yeah,
had her phone up. She was playing Pokemon Go.
Actually, okay, I'll give you one. No, but not even that.
Like, I mean, like, inactive, like, catching Pokemon while driving.
That's like...
Yikes.
Yeah, I'll give you 1 point for that.
Hot point.
The guy in front of her...
What was he doing?
TikTok.
Oh, minus 2 points for him.
Not even scrolling.
Just same video?
No.
TikTok
Live? Recording a TikTok and then typing captions on it.
People, don't use your phones while you drive.
Definitely just don't make TikToks while you're driving.
Pearman, when was the last time you were texting and driving?
Never.
Dementia.
Never.
Dementia. He doesn't remember.
No. What?
He doesn't remember the accident.
The accident? Even I don't remember the accident.
Oh, no. No, Gabe has dementia.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Huh? This bit's going to be in the title. Of this episode.
It's gonna be called "Who Are You?"
Can that be the only? Can you get rid of the name?
Just, who are you?
Who are you? What is this recording? What is this audio file?
I don't know.
Where am I?
Where am I?
Who are you?
Back rooms. What in the hell was that sound? What was that sound?
Back room. Back room. Back in the day.
Back in the day. Jingle. Back in what day?
Ooh. Can't remember.
Who are you? Oh my gosh.
Flashback, dementia, surprise. Where are we?
Where are we?
Where were we?
Well, we were on the top of cars.
Some minivan tried to pull out in front of me this morning and I got mad.
You'd get mad a lot driving.
I'm not actually mad. I just say I'm really mad. I'm like, I'll yell, but I'm completely level headed.
I don't think that's level-headedness, Gabe.
No, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't really care. I'm not in that crazy of a rush. But sometimes I will just start screaming at drivers because I think it's the funniest thing. You know, I got all my windows down. Yep. People can see me just like losing my mind
on these people. But I keep my windows up. I keep my music up. And when I get annoyed, I just yell to myself because I know that the driver in front of me that's bugging me is not going to change their actions. But I can scream about it.
Let me give you a live rendition of me screaming in my car. I'll back up.
He's gonna back up.
I don't think my headphones go that far.
Move! Please! Go 5 miles faster! You are going the exact speed limit! Why?
Such pain.
That's exactly how I am, too. I do the same thing.
Such fury.
I'll be sitting there in traffic.
Such anguish. there was a bit a while ago that I found on there was like a Vine, like an ancient piece of media. It was like, why am I stuck in traffic? Don't they know who I am?
I was an audio on TikTok.
The doctor of poop, that's who I am.
And then just screamed.
Yeah, I did my own version of that. Like, that I have. What? I made my own version.
That looked
of
like
that.
It was recorded back like 2010 with the camera quality.
Lowered
the bitrate on that video. Like,
conductor of the
just, why am I stuck in
here?
Traffic? Don't they know? Don't they know who I am?
The doctor
of poop. That's who I am.
I'm the conductor of the poop train.
I'm the conductor of the poop train. I don't even know what that's from.
Pretty sure it's Borderlands.
That's Krieg.
I love Borderlands.
Oh my god, his dementia's cured. He remembered.
Yeah, no. It's because I love Borderlands.
He can only remember Borderlands.
What year was Borderlands released?
Borderlands 2 was released in like 2016.
He's right.
That's not what I asked. His dementia's back.
I don't remember the first one. It was
back there a Borderlands 1?
I think Borderlands 1 was released in 2013.
They don't got that one on Steam.
2012.
You just had to ask me, is there a Borderlands 1 when Borderlands 2 exists?
Who are you?
And the pre-sequel. Who are you?
Who are you?
But no, yeah, I love... Who could hate Krieg?
He's a silly guy.
He's a very silly guy.
Looking like the only good part of the Borderlands movie that's going to come out.
Dude, I'm excited for that.
I'm honestly hyped for it. I feel like the casting choices were a little weird, but I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'm going to give it a chance.
I will give it a chance.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the movie yet.
I want to know who's going to be like the big bad guy. Because in the first game, it was Atlas Corporation. That's the big bad guy.
And it looks like it's going to be Atlas.
Johnny Silverhand.
You think it'll be Atlas?
I think it's going to be Atlas.
It's going to be Atlas. Okay, that'll be cool. I want to see the Destroyer if that actually appears. Oh, that'll be so cool.
I haven't played enough Borderlands.
I think it was in the trailer. Actually.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Like, no, I think a Thresher was in the trailer. Also, the COV for some reason. I saw like see mouthpiece. You see a couple like you see COV, but you don't see like actual bandit groups, which is odd. It's very odd. But
I did like Jack Black as Claptrap.
That is a good decision. I'll say that was a good idea.
But there is a recent casting decision that I will say I am a little confused about. Jack Black is Steve in the live-action Minecraft movie.
Live-action Minecraft?
Yes, they just wrapped filming, actually.
Ooh.
Hmm.
We excited for that editing?
Jason Momoa is in that movie.
Oh, okay.
And they made Jack Black Steve.
Oh. Interesting.
You
all
know,
I gotta say.
Steve, the guy who canonically has 6-inch biceps and is 6.5 feet tall and can bench press the moon.
This is something new I never knew, huh?
He can carry 64 cubic meters of gold in just like one of his 30 some odd inventory slots.
Why don't we have waiting? What's it called? Encumberment?
Yeah. Because it's Minecraft. It would be boring if you had encumberment in
Minecraft.
I don't
know what you're talking about.
It's
because Steve can canonically bench press to the moon.
That is insane.
And they have Jack Black as Steve.
But I gotta say, Jack Black is
in live action.
Jack Black is Claptrap, though.
That's a good voice.
Good voice.
Well, it's because Jack Black is a voice actor.
Yeah, he's good at it. He's insanely good at it. Now, Kevin Hart is Roland. I'm
a little skeptical.
I feel like Kevin Hart will do it well. Because by the way that they've written it, he like Roland's supposed to be kind of a in-between
character. Blanchett as Lilith?
That one I'm not too worried about. I'm not gonna lie. I can get past
I do
that
like
one.
Jamie Lee Curtis though.
Jamie Lee Curtis as Tannis is an odd one though.
It's gonna
I'm
be
gonna
funny,
be
though.
Honest.
I like it. It'll be funny.
I just the guy that they got for Krieg though. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, dude looks the part.
Like they had a couple of shots, like, okay. They had like a portrait shot showing off Krieg. It didn't do him justice. They had a film shot with him. Oh my gosh, the set pieces and the costume design is so good.
Gabe,
it's so
stop
nice.
Mugging.
No.
Stop mugging.
I'm mewing right now.
He's mewing. Anyways, I did like Tiny Tina.
Yeah, the person they've got for
the
Tina
actress
well.
They have for Tiny Tina is like real
spot on.
Spot on. Just
spot
like
on.
Yeah, mine's bigger with the gun. It was so fun.
Yeah, I want to
like,
know.
She fits the vibe perfectly.
Marcus as well. Have you seen the guy that's going to play him as Marcus? Let me pull this up real quick because like it is going to
basically video game adaptations are getting better by the year.
Why didn't they add Keanu Reeves for Handsome Jack? Because I feel like he would have rocked it.
Okay,
well
hold
Keanu
on.
Reeves is already Shadow the Hedgehog. It would have been a scheduling conflict.
Ah.
Oh yeah. By the way, Keanu Reeves is Shadow the Hedgehog. That's a thing now.
Okay.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Here's the guy that's playing Marcus.
Seat.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Like, look at that man.
Perfect.
Ooh.
He is,
it works.
It is.
You know what? I am kind of sad, though, because I thought Hayden Christensen was going to be Shadow the Hedgehog.
Kind of, yeah.
But.
Now, something I'm hoping, at the very end of the film, we get to see Handsome Jack. And I want to know who would play him. Because, like, Handsome Jack's a handsome man.
I know.
So you got to have
who.
A. You got to have
I know
a,
who it'll be.
Who do you think?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. Okay, Keanu.
He's stunning.
Yeah, but the thing
if
is.
He shaves the beard.
Well, yeah, but you got to consider. Jack's got a long face.
Keanu Reeves has a long
face.
He
does.
Does he?
Yes.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't know about that one.
He has
I'm
a very long face.
I don't know about that one. I'm going to be honest.
Ooh. I got it.
Hello.
I have it.
If you say Chris Pratt, I'm jumping over this desk.
How did you know?
I was about to. I knew it. Come here.
What did you know?
How did he know? I didn't even get a word out.
Because you were sitting there and you had a smirk on your face. You know who'd. You know
it's always Chris Pratt.
But I just want to know. Because to be Handsome Jack, you got to look handsome and you got to play a perfect douchebag.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
That's Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
He could do it, too.
Very old.
It'd be
very old, man.
Marty McFly.
No, he's the Doc.
No.
Can I get a toddler? Can we get a toddler's Handsome Jack?
Can no. we get Ryan Toy Review as Handsome Jack?
Honestly, what about Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds doesn't have a long enough face.
He doesn't have a long enough face, but he's still a handsome man.
We could grow his jawline out a little.
Yeah, we could give him some prosthetic.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically Handsome Jack's whole thing.
Can we get Jimmy Neutron?
Ooh. Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. Let me see if he's got the right face.
Rocket Raccoon.
Who played Morbius?
Jared Leto.
Can we get him as Handsome Jack?
Let's not get Jared Leto on Borderlands. I would rather not have Jared Leto on Borderlands.
Hmm.
Okay, can you explain to me why if I touch your mic stand, your mic gets quiet, but if I touch my mic stand, it turns to static?
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't hear it.
So if we sit really quiet...
Well, you touching my mic stand is moving my mic away from me.
Just
so.
Start shaking it up and down.
Stop touching the mic stand. It's electrifying it.
Taser.
It's electric mic. It's powered by electricity.
Who'd have guessed?
Did you forget that,
I thought
Sam?
They were carbon mics.
Dementia?
Who are you?
I have to eat Pop-Tarts, dude. I'm running low. I'm running low on time, and I haven't eaten many
Pop-Tarts. You just scooted the entire mic over to eat his Pop-Tart?
Yeah, I scooted the mic. I have to talk while I'm eating. Not,
yeah, mouthful.
Not with my mouth full.
Mm-mm-mm. Ooh, Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart.
Top part?
Mm.
You split your hair in the middle or the back?
Mm.
Leftovers?
Mm.
Contiguous plot line?
I'm going to get a haircut after school today.
I got my haircut.
Yeah.
I'm bald now.
You should fix that.
How am I going to fix that?
Wig.
Wig. Will you wear wigs?
When will you wear wigs?
I could wear a wig.
Are you still Googling Bradley Cooper, Sam?
I'm not looking up Bradley Cooper. No, I'm looking at who's going to look closest to Handsome Jack.
Do you have female pattern baldness?
Do I?
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson? I don't know.
Give us the Batman. Christian Bale.
Who's the other
I mean, I don't know. Wes Bentley.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale? You think he'd be pretty close?
Christian Bale.
Who played? American Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Bale would
Batman. Ooh, actually.
Yeah.
Think about Ooh. Batman. What about emo Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
I like Robert Pattinson.
He'd
Batman.
Work that too.
I like his Batman.
He's Aquaman.
You know, you're not wrong. Christian Bale might not be too bad.
Can we call him up? Call him out of retirement?
Yeah, can we call Jason Momoa real quick and get him in there?
Hmm.
Who would Jason Momoa
can
be?
Can this be a call out? Can we
Jason
like...
Momoa would make a... I'd say, he'd play a pretty decent brick.
All I know is The Rock definitely wanted it on Borderlands because he saw it and he was like, $1 million.
Yeah.
Give me that.
I feel like Dwayne Johnson would play a solid brick. I'm not going
to lie. Dwayne Johnson is not a good actor. I'm just going to say it now.
But he's built for the role.
He plays the same character in every movie.
OJ Simpson did the same thing too, though. And we know how that one went.
Well,
I feel like
The Rock plays the same character in every movie.
Yeah. He plays himself.
Yeah, himself.
So
the only acting chops I want to give him
workout
is when
videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell immediately. Oh, juice.
Well, I mean,
OJ.
Orange juice is good.
Orange juice guy.
Dwayne Johnson, the only acting chop I want to give him, because it's the only time he plays a fairly unique character, is when he's playing other people in Jumanji.
Yeah.
When he has to act like he's being possessed by different people.
Even then, still.
It's still
Safari
Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. In a jungle.
He's classic.
He's so iconic that you can't shift away from him.
I feel like Dave Bautista and John Cena are better wrestlers turned actors.
Oh, dude, John Cena, dude. He made a good peacemaker.
John Cena is an incredible actor.
He did that
He's
so
really
well.
Good.
Wasn't he in iCarly?
He was in iCarly at one point, yeah.
Yeah.
Very briefly.
For a mere moment. You
Jake
can't
Paul
see
was
him,
also
though.
On Disney Channel.
And we saw how Prime turned out. Was that the other one?
Jake, that's Jake. That's Logan Paul.
Boo. Aren't they brothers?
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
They hate each other.
If I say Prime, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's a terrible drink. It's so bad. My brother loves it for some reason.
Dude.
I hate it.
Hmm?
They just came
Prime.
Out of the study.
It tastes like
it's
sadness.
It's like Gatorade, but you gave it just a little more.
It's like Gatorade, but instead of electrolytes, you get microplastics.
Nah. That's the way with most.
Actually, no. Prime is like Gatorade, but instead of electrolytes, you get small bits of metal.
Have you seen that Ghost has Gatorade kind of stuff now? It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff tastes...
Like the capsule stuff or like...
No, capsule. What?
Because Gatorade had the funny bottles.
Yeah.
No, like actual drinks you can go buy.
Like just uncaffeinated?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what I said when I said it's like Gatorade.
I think Starburst did the same thing. No. Or is that Skittles?
Ooh. Turn down the things when you're gonna do that.
The voices in my head just got way too loud.
They got so crackly. Oh my gosh. It sounded like they were burning over a fire. Oh, dude, that was terrible.
That's the outcome of the dementia.
Who are you? It's not that funny.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Can you do the lead paint stare, please? Perfectly. Mouth open, eyes just unfocused.
Oh my gosh.
Grandpa had a little too much lead in his paint this morning.
Yeah.
Licked his car door a few too many times.
Back in Grandpa's day, we had lead in our popsicles as well. We had mercury in our coffee.
Back in my day, the popsicle sticks were lead, and they were the little treat that you had after the popsicle to balance it out.
Did you know that?
Back in my day, we had uranium in our dilly bars.
They had that in paint.
Did you know that?
Yellow paint.
People used to believe that mercury was the elixir of life that could grant immortality.
And then they drank it and died.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
There was a lot of feudal emperors that really liked the idea.
Because it was liquid metal.
It was shiny. It looked like, you know.
And it had a melting point really low.
It had a really, really
so
low melting point.
So people could just hold it in their hand, like gallium.
Yeah. Gallium and mercury are both basically the same thing.
Except gallium isn't toxic to the touch.
You shouldn't drink or touch it, though.
No.
Well, you don't want to ingest
mercury
it.
Mercury can kill you on touch.
Well, okay, it takes a second, but it can get you through your skin.
Yeah.
But gallium doesn't. Gallium you have to, like, ingest.
Yeah, you gotta try.
Do not drink gallium or mercury.
Do not drink any metal.
Don't drink
heavy metals at all.
Don't drink
metals.
Except
for calcium. Calcium's pretty okay.
Yeah, but don't drink it on its own.
Well, it's milk. What do you mean? Me and my straight calcium.
Milk just has calcium in it. Solid calcium is not good.
Yeah, melted calcium is kind of difficult to obtain too. Like you can't just.
I'm gonna filter out my milk of all the calcium.
Yeah, because it's a chemical component in bombs.
Ooh.
Calcium?
Yeah, dude. A lot of metals are for use in explosives.
Why can't we have just normal metals that don't explode?
Iron. Iron's a solid one.
Well, if I start eating iron, people are going to be confused and it's expensive.
It's also really difficult to get your hands on, like, pure hydrogen as well.
But you can make it.
Steel, my friend.
Let me start licking steel doorknobs. Pots and pans.
Why?
So I can get my daily steel intake?
That's not... No. There's
my daily iron intake. I just got to eat a sword real quick.
You just take a bite of it?
I got a long sword, dude.
Yeah, just take a chomp out of it.
I was in Beech Grove. Thrift store, $40 longsword, Zweihander.
There was a guy that ate a plane.
Yeah. It took him
piece by piece?
Like a year, but he did it.
He ate a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I think the crabs did it better.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Coconut crabs that ate Amelia Earhart, yeah.
Move on.
I think that is really funny that's the running theory for what happened to Amelia Earhart. Just crab.
See... Doofenshmirtz got raised by wild cats, but Amelia Earhart gets eaten by crabs.
Oh, the math doesn't add up.
They are very large crabs.
They are terrifying. Like, have you seen, like, a coconut crab compared to an average trash bin?
It's called coconut
for a reason. Oh my gosh.
They're huge.
They are nightmarish creatures.
For anybody who doesn't understand how a crab could eat a person, Google a coconut crab and click images.
They are gigantic. They mainly just eat coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't eat anything else.
They are, however, omnivorous.
Which is also very terrifying. But they're more like scavengers because of how slow they are. So, it's no...
Which is why they ate Amelia Earhart after she died.
Oh my god, it's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it so big?
Because they're coconut crab.
What are their predators?
Please. None.
I don't think they have any.
Please be Amelia Earhart.
Oh my god.
Diet.
It's not
loading. Their lifespan is 60. 60 whole years
of a coconut crab.
They can get old and big and terrifying. Like, they're
only
crushing
predator for adult coconut crabs is humans.
Well, yeah, probably. Because they're terrifying creatures.
They're gigantic, dude.
Dude,
coconuts.
They eat birds.
If their claws,
they what?
They eat birds.
If their claws can break open a coconut, imagine what it can do to your hand.
Yeah, dude. They eat birds. They eat spiders. They eat lizards, and they eat Amelia Earhart.
Why do I need to stop right? I think we've. I think you've said enough right there, Kieran.
Ramp metering to start on 465 next month.
I think that you've reached your Amelia Earhart limit for the day.
You have dementia.
Who are you?
Where am I?
I love this.
What did I have for bit. Breakfast?
I haven't eaten anything yet today.
That's a you problem. I'm
you
sorry
had
to say,
an opportunity to go out and get a Pop-Tart.
I don't want
to
go talk to people and be like, hello.
You don't even have to. You just grab the Pop-Tart, say Area 31, and then you type your name in, and then you eat your Pop-Tart.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gabe, we are like three-fourths of the... We're not even three-fourths. We're beyond
three-fourths that, yeah.
of the way in.
Dude, we're nearing the end of the school year, and you didn't know that.
If I have to talk to people, I will do everything I can to avoid it.
Why?
I don't like talking to people. My little Caesar's order on a Friday said that it had gotten picked up by somebody else, and I didn't want to walk in and be like, hello, my order not here. Food.
Text them.
No, you can't text. I didn't have the app on my phone. It was my mom. My mom ordered for me, and I was supposed to walk in and go put the little code thing in the little pizza warmer thing. And it's just like, pizza got picked up. And I'm like, oh, I didn't pick it up, Ma. She's like, uh-oh. And then I'm like, Dad, can you come with me to figure out pizza?
Yeah.
And then my dad came with me, and we figured out pizza.
I love Little Caesars.
It's pretty good. Pizza. It's
Little
affordable.
Little Caesars is my favorite pizza place.
It's a cheap pizza place, though.
Yeah, but it's good.
I just like food.
Yeah. Anyways, we're out of time. We are out of time. It's been 45 minutes.
What? How
Who
did I get
you?
Here?
I'm time to send my grandparents back to the basement.
No!
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the show. We are all very glad to be back, I think. Nah, probably me more than the other two, but you know what?
I don't want to go back to the basement.
Yeah, too bad. Anyways, thanks for listening. Bye.